Dad from JoJo Show.
Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Another weird, wonderful trip down memory lane of the things in the world that make us chuckle, intrigue us, and so on and so forth. So, kicking off today, so far we've got today's useless fact. You are 13.8% more likely to die on your birthday.
Oh, gosh, really? Wow.
Apparently so. Yeah.
Okay.
There's been quite a lot of research done on this worldwide. Mm-hmm. And it seems to be a bit of a fact that you are 13.8% more likely to... I mean, some people will say 14%, some will say slightly less, slightly more. But, yeah, nobody can really put a finger on why.
I suppose if you've got 100 candles, you're going to get out of breath, aren't you?
I think if you're 100, you're going to get out of breath anyway, pretty much, aren't you?
Well, exactly. You're going to run out of steam.
Yeah, at some point, you're going to run out of steam. But, I mean, some people are saying it's down to the fact that we drink more alcohol on a birthday, mm-hmm. and that might cause us to be reckless or
probably
collapse or whatever, die of alcohol poisoning.
Yeah.
Or some people are saying that, you know, if you drink that much on your birthday, you might just get in a car and drive under the influence and die that way.
I'm more likely to die because the neighbours would strangle me at 2 in the morning because I've been singing too loudly.
I can see how that might cause people to want to strangle you if your singing's bad. You know, there's a whole multitude of reasons. Mm-hmm. None of them seem to equate to any sort of real answer, but yeah, it is a bit of a fact and it's something they've looked into quite a bit. So, interesting. Give us your thoughts on that.
We'd want to know.
It's a bit, almost a bit sort of sombre, isn't it? It's just like your birthday and you're more likely to die. So don't think maybe too much about it. I'm sure...
these people are going to dread getting 50, 60.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's my birthday. Do you know what? I'm just going to...
kill over.
I'm just going to take a sleeping tablet and sleep for the next 48 hours. Maybe not. Anyway, next point. An elderly couple in America discovered a burglar in their house. The wife said her husband told, quote unquote, quite a funny joke.
Right.
And we both noticed laughter coming from upstairs. So basically, the old Billy Burglar's done himself in by having a sense of humour and laughing at their joke.
Was it you?
Well, I think if you want to sort of check there's no burglars in your house, just crack a joke or two and all will become apparent.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But that's quite a nice story. I mean, I
want to know what the joke was.
I'd like to know what the joke was. Yeah.
Make the burglar.
And if it was really bad and crap, then it's just going to get the mickey taken out of him in prison, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah.
What are you in there for? Well, for laughing at a really bad joke when I was burgling somebody's house. Yeah, again, if anybody knows the joke, that would be good to know. More sort of serious one now, and it's one that we've sort of discussed beforehand. Do you believe the world would be better off with or without social media?
Controversial subject. I think it's done good, but I also think it's done bad. I don't think there's a right or wrong answer to this.
What do you think the good is that it's done?
Well, I think things like, you know, campaigning for fundraising for, you know, Race for Life and cancer projects and making people aware of, you know, other things going on in the world that would probably be media-led and we get to see the truth. Mm-hmm. So for that reason, I think it's a bit of an eye-opener. But at the same time, I do think there's a lot of people that bend that truth to make it for a political gain or for, you know, the dark web and so forth.
I get that to a point, but on the other side, news channels have been doing that for decades as well. You know, they'll tell you a message that perhaps they want to be out there, whether it's right or wrong, or it's just say buffed up a little bit, you know, polished up a little bit to make it an untruth. Happens all the time, we know it. Whereas if you look at a consensus of thousands of people writing thousands of blogs and Facebook posts and all the rest of it, Instagram posts, you can normally get your own idea
yeah.
of what's going on rather than one Happy big media. Multinational BBC or whatever that's just coming out and telling you something is what it is
yeah.
when in fact it isn't. So I think that's quite a good thing.
Do you like social media?
I don't like social media.
Right.
I don't really use it, to be honest. I do have some social media accounts that I've had for years.
Look at us.
But I don't really go onto them much. So, per se, on a personal level, no. I don't particularly like it. There's, I don't know, a lot of argument to say that some of the people you didn't speak to for 15 years, there's probably quite a good reason you didn't speak to them
yeah.
15 years ago or more. You know, if they're out of your life, maybe it's because they weren't destined to be in your life anyway. So from that point of view, don't like it. It seems that people are just giving absolutely every single secret of their lives away in social media posts. Like, look at me, I'm on holiday in Spain mm-hmm. for 2 weeks with my partner and the kids.
Yeah.
Oh, who's at home then?
Yeah.
Nobody. So that's
go
open
burgle
to
your house.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, we love you guys because we're reaching an audience that we probably wouldn't reach. And so for that reason, you know, you kind of got to hope that it's doing good somewhere and you're making people smile and happy and cheering their life.
I think for that side of things, it's really good.
Mm.
I mean, if you look at small businesses that perhaps typically 20 years ago wouldn't have really stood a chance against big multinational chains and, you know, the Amazons out there. Not that anybody's going to contend with that anytime soon. But, you know, the Costa Coffees and all these big brands that have taken over, at least some of the small businesses are sort of fighting back a little bit.
Yeah.
Because of social media. You know, you get a guy that's got, I don't know, a burger van. And it's selling really good burgers, and he posts it on Facebook, and his friends are reposting it, and all the rest of it, and the word gets round.
Yeah,
and he sort of survives that business. So
absolutely.
That's a good thing.
Yeah,
definitely.
But again, it's another controversial subject. So let us know what you think, guys, and we'll be happy to post any of your comments.
Yeah. Next point: 80s retro games.
Oh, you gotta love Kaplunk.
There's loads. I've kind of written down here. Thought about a few of them. Kaplunk, I loved. Yeah, it was just a nice sort of simple game.
A steady hand to pull out that little stick, so then
marbles. Like little cocktail sticks. Yeah,
and then the marble could blunk, Kaplunk.
It's a Kaplunk.
That's it.
It's onomatopoeia again, isn't it?
It is.
A Kaplunk sound.
It's
yeah.
a Kaplunk sound.
Sounds as it is. I think that they've died a death a bit. Those kind of retro games, Kaplunk,
what was your
Operation, Connect Four, Simon Says, Scale Electrics, Monopoly.
Hmm.
Favourite? Hard to say. I quite liked Operation when I was a kid. You know, where you've got the little tweezers and you take the parts out of his body, like the funny bone and the heart and whatever.
Yeah.
That's quite cool. Don't know if I've ever seen anybody complete it.
Hmm.
You'd need a pretty steady hand for that, wouldn't you? Yeah, exactly. Electric shock
going
on.
5 seconds.
Scale Electrics, everybody loves that. Don't know anybody that I've spoken to that said, oh no, didn't like Scale Electrics. I think everybody did, really.
Yeah, even the girls like Scale Electrics.
Monopoly, it was a good game. I kind of learned later on in life that you just buy everything. Whatever money you got, just buy something else.
Yeah.
Keep buying and you tend to win that way.
Do you know what? I love Monopoly because I've played so many different people. I've got a Monopoly board at home and I've played Monopoly with so many different people over a period of time. And everyone has their own little change of rules.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, when I'm playing with family, you know, and I'm flush with cash and properties and everything, and they land on my little rents, like, you know, like... Old Kent Road is only £2, and I say, oh, don't worry about it, catch me next time, you know, bung me a fiver when you're rich or whatever, you know?
You actually do that?
Yeah, do that. Yeah,
guys, I'm not actually sure this is in the rules, to be honest.
It's not in the rules, no, but I know that pretty much everyone has changed the rules by putting the money you land on income tax in the middle, and when you land on free parking you collect that pile of cash that's in the middle.
Sorry, free parking, is that something I've didn't know about that?
Yeah.
I've not seen that for a long time anywhere.
Yeah.
Free parking.
Yeah, I know. Well, yeah.
You don't only on Monopoly, eh?
Only on Monopoly, yeah.
Yeah, so some nice things there. And I guess it's a bit sad in a way because those board games seem to have disappeared. I mean, they might come out at Christmas in certain families, which is nice.
Mm.
But it'd be nice to see that kind of real life interaction a little bit more rather than people speaking to each other on Facebook, for instance, or on WhatsApp groups. You know, it's nice to get together, a few people, sit there, maybe a glass of wine or whatever, or just sit there and do a board game. Okay, so next subject, Battle of the Biscuits.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I'm kind of showing my age and going back a bit here, but some of the biscuits that I had around when I was a kid, things like the Viscount biscuits, you remember the mint ones?
Still get them.
With the foil.
They're nice.
The Viscount biscuits.
Very expensive, though.
Expensive, well, not compared to a chocolate bar, I don't think. You know, if you look at a packet of those.
That's true.
Compared to buying a Mars bar or, I was going to say marathon then, I was going to swear that word, marathon. Snickers, Opal Fruits, what are they called now? Starburst,
you know. Yeah.
Whole conversation there about why change some of these names that were really successful and everybody loved them and the rest of it.
I suppose the age-old argument is the Jaffa cake, a biscuit or a cake. So, but yeah, for me, exactly. It's got to be a custard cream.
Custard creams, I eat them.
Hmm.
I think they're pretty sweet.
Yeah.
As in maybe a little bit too sweet for me sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, they bring back memories and they're a nice little biscuit.
Would you like a Hobnob or something then?
Hard to say. I like them all, really. Got to be honest. Even wafers. I mean, pink wafers, nothing to them. Don't really taste them much, do they? But they're quite nice.
It's the marshmallow inside, I think, that everyone likes. Not necessarily the pink wafer.
I was going to say, you don't get them in pink wafers.
No.
But yeah, Hobnob. Even a plain, boring old digestive is, you know, does what it says on the tin, but they're quite nice as well. The Garibaldis, say. Yeah,
people don't buy them anymore, do they? Garibaldis.
Lovely biscuits.
Yeah,
a little bit
really
of Saltara
nice.
In or raisin, whatever it is. Yeah. Raisin, probably. Yeah, definitely. What else we got? Chocolate digestives. Anything with a bit
Bourbon.
Of chocolate on it.
Does anyone eat Bourbon chocolate biscuits?
Chocolate Bourbons?
Yeah.
They're a bit, I don't know. They're all right. They're all right. Bit boring again, aren't they, really?
Yeah.
We've had them for so long.
Mm.
But say boring, the ones with the little cows on them, what are they?
The malt milks, I like
malted
them.
Milks, they're good. Yeah. They're a good biscuit.
Yeah.
Again, let us know your thoughts, guys.
Favourites.
Lots of weird, wacky things out there. Let us know what you think. Okay, next on the subject, what's the worst car you've ever owned and the best car you've ever owned?
Oh. Let's think now. I think the best car I've ever owned has got to be a VW Passat.
Mm-hmm.
I love...
Good old Volkswagen.
Volkswagen. It's a really top brand and I don't think you can go wrong with that.
So, no.
And the Passat was just... It cruised. It was so smooth.
It was a class car. Well, it still is. It's a class car. Class car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that's the best car. In terms of the worst car, dare I say it, I think my XR3i that I used to have when I was younger.
The worst car?
Yeah. It was
like an icon.
It drank the fuel and I had like holes in the exhaust and...
Did you put them in yourself or?
Forever bits falling off it. You know, it wasn't a great build. Like, you know, the door mirrors used to come off and, it's not a great car. It was very comfortable and, God, didn't it fly when you put your foot down. But,
yeah, they did.
But I think that was the whole idea of why they were popular.
Did you say it was a convertible or not?
It's not a convertible, no, right. No. Just a saloon red one, but yeah, it was definitely an XR3i.
XR3i for the injection.
The injection. Yeah.
So worst car, me and Mum actually shared, when I was about 17, we shared an MG Metro.
Yeah.
So it's, I think it was sporty steering wheel, leather steering wheel, red seat belts.
Right.
Red carpet.
Nice.
Looked sporty, but it was a Metro. So you get in it every day and you feel, I'm in a little sports car here, until you put your foot down. And then it would start shaking at about 85.
Was it a four-speed gearbox?
Not that I'd do 85 on the road, of course. I'm just saying, if you did, it would shake.
Mm-hmm.
Aha.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a four-speed? It was a four-speed. Yeah. So there was no fifth there. No overdrive. It was literally shaking. Well, probably start shaking at about 50, to be fair.
Yeah. No, I had one. I had a yellow one. When I first passed my test, so
yeah.
That was before the XR3i.
And it wasn't a soft top per se. It wasn't like a convertible, but it had, if you imagine the sunroof part of a car, if mm-hmm. it's got a sunroof, that part was fabric, and you could just roll the whole roof back.
Oh, right.
Nice in theory,
but
it used to leak. And when I say it used to leak, it used to leak badly. You'd be driving along randomly on a Tuesday night, in April, and just get drips of water on your head, and the car stank of mould, and yeah, so it wasn't a pleasant experience.
Best car,
similar to yours, really. It's a German, Swedish, and it's a Volvo XC60.
Right.
Did a lot of research before I bought it, looking at fuel economy and speed, and trying to combine the two, so something that's not sluggish.
Mm.
That's economical at the same time. Come up with the XC60, bought one, loved it. Goes like a train.
Right.
When you put your foot down, when you need to get out of trouble on a roundabout or whatever, flies along, is economical. I've got it remapped as well, and it could move. It was like something off a shovel, to be fair. Mm-hmm. Something off a shovel. And yeah, pretty safe as well. You know, if you get pranged into or have a little prang, it didn't sort of fall apart like a tin of beans. It was just a strong, sturdy car.
Yeah.
I bought the top-of-the-range one. Mm-hmm. I'd rather sort of, me personally, buy... I always tend to buy a slightly older car. So it might be like a year older than the standard one, but I'll go for the top-of-the-range. So I got that. And the stereo was fantastic. It was like better than any stereo I'd had in my house before. It was just brilliant. I'd want to go out in the car and just listen to music in it. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. That was it, really. And wouldn't want to go back from Volvo. I think they're fantastic cars.
Yeah. Again, something else. Let us know what you think.
Yeah, lots of opinions there, for sure. Okay, so one word in the grave now. Time of day, we talk about old words that we don't really hear anymore, and whether they should stay in the grave or whether they should come out, be resurrected because they're great words or whatever. The word that's been dug out this week is melancholy.
Melancholy. Wow. Yeah, you don't hear that at all anymore. I don't think I've, apart from someone saying it in a song or referencing it to literature, I don't think I've ever heard anyone put it in a sentence, you know, in recent times.
But when you were a kid, did you?
Well, probably Nan.
So, yeah,
you know, say, "Oh, that was melancholy." You know, reminiscing about old times or thinking of a lovely dance that she went to, a lovely tea dance or something. So,
Do you think it's been replaced with pants? I'd like to think not. It's
oh wow, yeah. I mean, modern slang. It's been shortened and made to sound quite direct.
Yeah.
I think melancholy is a lovely word.
I think it's a nice word. I'd like to see it heard
more.
Sounds
lovely on the tongue.
I'd like to hear it said more, shall I say.
Mm.
Yeah, it rolls off the tongue well. It's four syllables. It's a bit of a mouthful, but
it's
a nice word.
It's probably why we don't say it.
It's a nice word. It sounds like a good old-fashioned English word. I'd like to see it come back, to be honest.
Yeah. Try and use it in your vocabulary this week, guys.
Yeah, so if you get to work on Monday morning, somebody says, "How was your weekend?" You could always turn around and say, "It was okay, but it was a little bit melancholy." And if you say it to anybody under the age of about 20,
they'll go,
just have a look and watch their face and see what happens.
What did you say? What, sorry?
Melon, what? No, I haven't had any melon.
No, I haven't had no melons, no.
Right, next part of the show is location frustration. Mm. Where in the country are we? Where in the UK are we?
Okay.
And clue number one is this city is the second biggest in the UK. And you might be surprised at the answer, because I didn't think
it. Biggest city in the UK, wow, okay.
Clue number two, there is a crater on the moon named after this city.
Really?
Apparently so.
Wow, okay.
I don't know, there's a sort of sign up there on the moon saying, welcome, you've just entered
blah, blah,
XYZ.
Yeah.
But yeah, mm-hmm. apparently there is. Mm-hmm. Not sure who the authority is to decide what we call the moon and what places are called what, but interesting to find out again, actually, on that one.
Yeah.
Clue number three, this city is home to the largest public library in Europe. So
in Europe?
That's a pretty big library.
Blimey. That's massive.
Yeah, it is. I've actually been to that place myself, to the library, because they've got a patent office there as well.
Right. You can literally give too much away.
I won't. But unless you're into patents, you probably wouldn't know much about it. I wouldn't have thought. But they've literally got thousands and thousands of shelves stacked with inventions. And you can literally go through each and every one before you think you've got an idea. And normally, it turns out, some other bugger's done it.
Yeah.
It's happened before.
Yeah.
Of course, nowadays, you can check online. But it's good to go there and see the physical paperwork of inventions and stuff. So.
Mm. So where are we then, guys? Tell us where you think we are.
And something nice to expand your minds before we sort of go whistle away is an age-old question, really. And it is, does the universe really go on forever?
Mm.
So does it go on forever, meaning that it literally goes on into infinity? I mean, what do you think on that?
Yeah, that's a... Well, I mean, do I believe in aliens and other parts of the universe that's unexplored? Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I suppose you've got to. But what is infinity? I mean, how do you describe infinity? It's like...
Oh, I know how to describe that.
Go on.
I've been to a place that's got an infinity swimming pool.
Yeah. Does it go on and on and on, or is there something at the end?
Wait, it seems to go on forever.
Right.
Yeah, seems to go on.
Okay. Yeah.
But yeah, it's a crazy question. If you think about something going on forever, seriously, right, forever, you think, well, something, you know, you might think the M6 goes on forever. And then if that goes on and on and on for 1,000 miles... And then for another 10,000 miles, and then for another 100,000 miles, and then you get to outer space, and that goes on beyond the planets that we see, and the moon, and the stars, and the sun, and what's beyond there. And you're like, you ask yourself the question, how can it be forever? Everybody says that. How can it be forever? What is forever? And the other sort of question is, if it's not forever, what happens at the end of... Or before forever comes. What happens there? Is there a brick wall? You just kind of pull up next to this brick wall and then you go, that's the end of the universe.
Mm.
And if that happens, what's the other side of that wall?
I think the universe is in a massive, massive circle. And I think on the outer edges of that circle is like gas. And on the outer edge of that gas is like debris. And there's like big rocks and stones floating around. So maybe a brick wall.
Maybe. But what's beyond that?
Couldn't say.
Exactly. Mind-boggling.
Mind-boggling.
I think we're going to have to leave it there because drives me crazy.
Yes. Anyway, guys, you know how to catch us. Jackson Jojo. We're on email and on Facebook, Threads and Instagram. So let us know what you think on all of the thoughts.
Okay, guys. Thanks very much.
Cheerio.
Adios.
The Jackson Jojo Show.